Dead Memories, Slipknot. And again, everything to me is now related back to OJ. Dead Memories, all that stuff. Happy anniversary. It is the 25th anniversary of the Bronco ride, which is just so hard to believe. A quarter century has passed since the Great Chase.
What time did it start?
Well, our time, it was probably about 5, 6 o'clock because it was...
So it was later in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was during the NBA Finals and everything like that. And I remember I was at a... friend's house.
People
we were going to go to eat
in the office, but some people stayed longer because it was going on. They didn't want to miss anything, so they kept watching it.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was we were going to go grab food. I remember it was Native New Yorker. We were going to go to Native New Yorker in Gilbert, and I got to my friend's apartment and like, have you seen this yet? And I'm like, I heard about it. I don't know what's going on. And we watched that thing start to finish and like eyes open craziness of you know what feels like a couple days ago. Just seeing that, just like, I can't believe this. And one thing that stands out in the memory of this whole entire deal with OJ was how many people stood there saying, run, Juice, run, or, you know, all the supporters that were in the overpasses and people who had made signs based on the 405 drive. And it was the weirdest thing in the world that people had time to go get poster board and markers, run to where they thought would be. I mean, you have to time that perfectly. And I started to wonder, is this, like, how do they know? What is the risk involved here? It's like, oh, what if he turns on the exit before, like, okay, we'll go up here and we'll get up by sunset because he's going to have to go. We know where his house is. We think he's going to his house. But, I mean, it was a long trip up the 405. Some people had to do that, get ahead of the thing, and have that moment where they have a run, OJ, run sign. And I know you didn't have that prior to that day. You made that within, like, minutes.
Maybe you live up ahead.
So I suppose. I'm just going to shoot over to grab some construction paper and a green marker and write, run, OJ, run. We love you, Juice. And I'm going to stand in the overpass while that goes by, just because.
Yeah, if you lived right around that overpass.
And I wonder if OJ saw any of them and went, oh, that's nice. And like, at all. Like, did any of
them? They're behind me.
Yeah, oh,
he,
and you know what? The people believe.
Was he curled up on the way back crying the whole time?
Well, he was in his mustache, his gun, and his passport, and he was... laying in the back of the Bronco. But yeah. Was AC telling him? There's another sign, OJ. These people love you. That one said, run, Juice, run. Always good at running. This is terrible. But, I mean, there were people who made signs. That will always baffle me.
Was
side of the road.
A record day for Domino's?
I'm going to... Oh, the pizza people? Not like the game in the urban neighborhood.
People stayed home
you were,
and had
being
it,
racist.
And had
brought it back
delivery.
Home, Brady. Brought it back home.
How do you do that? How do you do that? You're the only person that's wondered about the intake Domino's had on OJ Day. You're the only one's ever asked
that. I
think
I remember seeing something
like
that.
It's a quarter century. No one's ever thought, how did Domino's do? Did anybody check the stock?
Well, no, I didn't wonder that at the time.
You're wondering it now.
That was just thrown out there.
The fact you're wondering it now.
Did I read that somewhere.
How did your restaurant do on Holocaust Remembrance Day?
Porkopolis? Terrible.
Not well.
Very bad with Jewish holidays at the Porkopolis. Yeah, you're the only one who's ever asked. 25
awesome.
Years, never once. Did Dan Abrams ever turn to anybody else on Court TV and said, I bet Domino's is doing well. It's never been a thought. Like, what were people eating?
I will Google it, Brady.
This
check
is why you need OJ on your podcast.
Domino's.
What were you eating? What were you and AC going to go grab? What's the first thing you ate after the chase? Because, you know,
peckish. Much before his pre-game meal, or accused of.
Well, I heard
in Cato.
The McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He read an article.
that Domino's did very well during the OJ thing. How OJ Simpson's car chase led to record sales at Domino's Pizza. Again, Brady's internet's different than ours. Does that article start, hey, Brady?
95 million viewers, yeah. They estimate.
95 million people watched OJ. And that's an estimation of the TVs that were on, let alone the groups of people that were watching together in one spot. If I remember it was a Friday, wasn't it?
June 17th, 1994?
I don't know. I don't remember. Because I remember we had nothing to do. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was a weekday. But either way, craziness. Insanity all the way around. But Brady knows what people were eating. You guys want pizza while we watch OJ almost kill himself? Okay. I marveled at the signs made. You marveled at, I wonder what people were eating. What was the number one topping that day? Gotta be pepperoni.
That's a standby, no matter what the tragedy.
But you would have never guessed that.
What, the dominoes?
I mean, yeah, well, I mean, because everyone was going home and so yeah, fascinated. Was just pizza. Watching TV.
It was a Friday.
It was a Friday night, yeah. We were going to go to Native New York, and we didn't go. And you know what we ended up eating that night, Brady, because you asked? My friend was in desert, the first desert storm. So we had MREs.
Nice.
And we just and he's like, I got these MREs. And I'm like, are they good? And he goes, nope. So I'm like, let's see. And we boiled up some MREs real quick. Wasn't bad. Actually, it was pretty good.
I had a Dominator from Domino's.
You got a pizza. So you were part of the millions. That were you?
Probably.
Where were you when OJ did? You don't remember? You're the only one who doesn't remember where he was.
I was at the station for a
at the zone?
Yeah, and then I think I just went home after that. Got there pizza. For a while.
You were starving.
Yeah.
You needed something to eat.
Was the Noid around then? Maybe they had the Noid on the overpass.
That had to be. No, Noid was 80s.
Was it
late
80s?
Yeah, late 80s.
By 94, Noid
by that time,
was
it
out.
Was just Brady going, are you hungry? I don't know. I don't know what the OJ. Brady, what was the Domino's commercial that they were running?
The Dominator.
Was it? Okay. What was the Dominator?
Giant pizzas. It was a rectangle.
Man.
I just remember.
You know what's crazy about that?
I might have had it with Joe Libman that day.
I just asked Brady the question before, where were you when the OJ thing happened? And his eyes went to the ceiling and he closed one and thoughts ran through his head. I said, what's a Dominator? Great big pizza. Not even a thought. You pictured it. You knew exactly what it was. The Dominator. There's the ad for the giant pizza that Brady ate while OJ drove through the streets of LA. 25 years ago today.
New at Domino's, the Dominator. It's big and big.
Ooh, we're getting one of those.
It's just a big pizza?
It's just gigantic pizza.
I don't know. What's the...
Man hungry.
Brie remembers the Dominator.
That's probably the most memorable part.
I was always joking. We got to go get a Dominator.
You weren't joking.
Oh, yeah.
No, you weren't. Yeah. No, there was no...
Not when I ordered.
You weren't joking about that.
Who wants in on a man pizza?
Maybe you'd need to get out of this Porkopolis stuff and get into pizza. Maybe that was your calling.
Everybody remembers 9/11 and what they were eating.
Huh?
95 million.
I bet you Domino's did some business that day. Thank you, Bin Laden.
Then you could have the Boganator pizza.
You honestly remembered the article about how well Domino's did. We marvel at
business
different things.
Insider,
yeah, we marvel.
John.
No, it's not. It's just a you fact. Weird. It's 9:02. There you go. Well, that's interesting. Happy anniversary, everybody. The 25th. Dale, where were you when OJ made the run?
Cowboys minicamp.
You were in Cowboys minicamp. Yeah. Do you remember? Did everybody freeze in the Cowboys minicamp to watch?
Yeah.
Couldn't believe this Hall of Famer did it. Did you initially think he was innocent because he's one of your brethren?
I didn't.
Get on a microphone. I can't hear a word you're saying. Can you stand up? Give him a half
Jeremy!
Hour. Give him a half hour.
Jeremy!
We got to get him in.
There he goes.
Help him up, Jeremy.
You don't use this at all anyway.
No, Brady's not using that. Go ahead.
I think when it first happened, everybody thought he did it.
Yeah.
Everybody on our team did.
Except Michael Irvin.
No, Michael.
You got to give a man a chance to get through process.
I think Michael knew more than most.
No, oh, yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. They talked in jail.
Yeah, well. Come on.
See, I would have backed you up,
Dale. Yeah, you would have.
You remember, Brady's got a question, but he can't because of the microphone. What did you eat during the chase? Brady remembers what everybody was eating. He doesn't remember the OJ chase.
Day for
yeah,
was it really?
Evidently, Brady just alerted us to that.
These are the facts Brady knows.
Did you guys order Domino's?
We did not, but we were in the facility and literally nobody left for however many hours that
just watching that whole thing. Did anyone know him? Obviously, there were people in the building who
knew
him,
right? Oh, I think
they
did. Now I'm trying to remember. I think everybody was just absolutely mystified that because you have to remember OJ before this happened.
He was the Michael Jordan of football.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was super popular, super charismatic. Everybody loved him.
Yeah.
And then this happened, and it just switched.
Did you ever meet him?
In an hour.
Did he ever show up at camp or anything?
I never.
Did he ever interview you after a game?
No, he didn't come back to Buffalo too many times.
Oh, that's
true. I was in Buffalo for 5 years. And
he never came back.
He was a legend there. But, yeah. No. Why would you go back to Buffalo? Why'd you go back
to Buffalo? Because, I mean, he throws his picture of himself in Buffalo up all the time.
Oh, does he?
It's on his Twitter page. Are you going to tweet with him? Do you have a Twitter?
I do have a Twitter.
Well, you should get him on. Follow OJ.
Why?
Why? You don't want to know what OJ's got to say?
Why? No, I could care less.
Dale, you've got to be more.
I want to know what Brady thinks.
He wants to know what OJ was eating. Do you have any snacks in the bed? It was a long car ride.
That's the next thing I was thinking about. What did AC have to offer?
Do you have any Carl Budding and a cooler or anything? I mean, just stop offering
a Yahoo or something?
Did they drive through anywhere?
Well, they had to. Well, because they were planning on driving to Mexico.
Yeah, you better get some drive through on your way.
We need some snacks, AC.
They got bags of jerky. They're ready to go.
You, if you were AC, would have pulled over and gotten in and gotten them some fiddle faddle and
for sure
some gear.
Road trip food.
Anyway, we all remember different things about... no, we don't. We all remember the exact same thing. Brady remembers everything opposite.
It helps him remember the food at the time.
Yeah, it's they're like monuments and markers to certain things. Do you remember what you were eating when he was found not guilty?
Dominator.
Do you remember still finishing off that first pie from a year and a half?
That's how big it was.
Where were you when you watched the verdict?
I believe I was at work, so there wasn't,
It was a big, big deal. It was like 10 in the morning.
Yeah, everyone was, just maybe waiting a little bit for it.
Maybe like noon. But,
did you have food? Do you remember what you ate? Remember that? You'd already eaten.
Yeah.
Did you have anything planned that day?
No, but I'm trying to remember, where I went after I heard
Texas Grill.
Because you wanted to go out to hear the buzz, what are people thinking?
Go sit at a cafe and listen to the people talk. It was in October, so it's probably outdoor weather. Well, Brady, you're a very interesting guest, and thanks for coming once again. Love having you. Your insight is so unique and misguided.
It was quite a turn there.
We were kind of sitting there talking about the oddness of the signs, you know, which I still find strange, but not nearly as strange now as the one person who was checking stock quotes for Domino's.
And the sales of white Broncos.
Well, that's still the best line Arrested Development ever had when they were looking for cars. And he goes, I'm just looking for a Bronco. Oh, and we don't sell those anymore since the OJ thing. We replaced it with the Ford Escape. We wanted to get rid of the image. and we got What Would Brady Eat and Do? Who knows what your next move's going to be? Strange turn we took there. If you want to play along, What Would Brady Do is coming up next.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.